This book is dedicated to the ones I love, the courageous dreamers, makers, musicians, artists, writers, entrepreneurs, filmmakers, storytellers. We are the ones who put our hearts on the line, our pedals to the metal. We shine and crash and rise again and again. This book is dedicated to us. Chapter 1, Go! As far as I know, there are two ways of engaging with the world. At any given point, you're either effing around, F-A, or not effing around, N-F-A. Effing around is typical, obvious, and what much of the world does much of the time. Clicking aimlessly online, shopping for sport, clocking into a gig that sucks your heart dry, and denying the massive opportunities of this world is, in my book, effing around. There's a time and a place for F.A. Without it, we'd all go mad. But if it gets out of hand, it becomes a rut. And if you don't watch out, that rut sucks up your life. Not cool. On the other hand, not effing around is the passion, the power, the bang, bang, bang that drives you to take real action to manifest a life worth living. N.F.A. is focus and freeform, karma and art, improv and strategy. When you're not effing around, you know it, and so does everybody else in the room. Nobody particularly likes to think about it, but our days on this earth are numbered. You have limited time to do whatever you're going to do. You could check out tomorrow or walk the planet for another 50 years, but sooner or later, the jig is up, game over. This means at least one thing. Every moment, every breath, every thought, every action, every interaction, every intention, and everything else is precious. Your time on this planet is precious. The meaning of life has been hotly debated since humans have had the capacity to hotly debate. At the end of the day, I have no idea what the universe wants from us. For all I know, sitting around playing video games, drinking cheap beer, pounding pints of your favorite ice cream, and/or binge-watching reality TV could be a crucial aspect of the cosmic plan. But I doubt it. Humans are here to do stuff. The humans who find their truth and have the courage to act on it are the ones who change the world, their world, and the worlds of those they touch. Acting on your truth takes courage. There are ways to live that appear to be easier, but that is just an illusion. The people who have the grit to act on their dreams are the ones who have sailed across forbidden seas, sketched out the math of the stars, built skyscrapers, bled heart-stopping poetry, and done about a million other batshit crazy, sweet, delicious, fun, and stunning other things. Just before I graduated college with a degree in creative writing with perspectives from philosophy, religion, and psychology, my advisor sat me down and laid out some sobering truth. If you choose to be an artist, she said, be prepared for 97% pain and rejection. She followed that up with another bit of harsh reality. Once you step off this campus, the world is going to do everything possible to beat you down and stop you from learning, growing, creating, and expanding. At that time, I didn't believe it. 20-some years later, I do. I've seen so many people drop their passions and their purpose for no good reason. These are the dead-eyed masses who don't laugh from their bellies, don't have much to say, and avoid eye contact unless absolutely necessary. You know who I'm talking about. But the dreamers are still out there. The world marvels at their innovation, their weirdness, their talent, their soulful swagger. These people are the ones who sparkle, giggle, and grace us with their vision. These people are NFA. Whether it's people who hatch a plan for an erotic bakery, blow off the day job to take pictures of monkeys in Asia, or learn how to brew up some kick-ass beer in the garage, these are the ones you want to hang out with. This is who you want to be. This is who you could be. Underneath all the crap, fear, and social conditioning, this is who you were born to be. Your own special, freakish, imperfect, beautiful, effed-up self is waiting to come out and play. If you're reading this, or listening to this, you're ready. This book is for you. You're creative, even if you haven't really put out in 10 years. You burn or smolder with the punk rock spirit. You question authority. You know that in your best moments, you tap into a universal creative force that's much bigger than yourself. And you want to tap into it again on the regular. No matter what project, path, tangent, or vision you want to pursue, the 11 steps in this book will help point you in the right direction. Stuck in a tailspin, plotting some grand project and not doing a damn thing about it, satisfied with mediocrity, waiting for the right moment to make a move, stifled by voices, lost in the nonsense of it all, you better keep reading. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Stick with me and you're bound to acquire some wisdom, find some motivation, and make something happen. At the very least, you'll slap down your demons and demand some satisfaction. The challenge here is simple: to rev up, keep it on the road, and step on the gas. If you hang around and put some time and energy into the process, I can pretty much guarantee you'll make some meaningful progress. In these pages, I'll do my best to help you start, focus, follow through, and complete your goals. I'll squeeze everything I've got out of my little brain cell, my battered heart, and my years of experience to help you push forward on your personal missions and projects. So what makes me so qualified to spout about this stuff? Because I've been living it since the night I picked up my first electric guitar and worked out the opening riff to one of my favorite Bowie songs. Or maybe it was the day my grandfather took me into his darkroom and we watched images magically appear on the paper through a mind-blowing chemical reaction. Or perhaps it was the Saturday afternoon I saw Star Wars with my dad and believed that I could use the Force too. Maybe I'm qualified because I've battled armies of demons, years of depression, enemies both internal and external, and a mountain range of obstacles. Let's not forget the professional cheaters and liars in the music biz, the dysfunctional legions of Hollywood types, the street-level hustlers and flakes, the corporate entities that claim to be artist-friendly while selling your blood for fractions of pennies on the dollar, the apathetic masses, or myself. Maybe I'm qualified because I practiced NLP, that's neuro-linguistic repatterning, helping clients untangle their subconscious blocks to get the party started, or trained as a life coach, or clocked in as a college prof to teach songwriting to young rockers. Whatever makes me qualified, I've somehow managed to shoot about 1 million photos, win an international award for my music, release a bunch of albums, get my tunes onto tons of TV shows, and make an internationally distributed short film. Plus, I've dug into a pile of other crazy cool side projects along the way. I've made art with nude models and octopus tentacles, although not at the same time. I've turned a barista into a superhero, tie-dyed hundreds of t-shirts at Camp Log and Twig, penned sci-fi screenplays, and somehow managed to pay the rent. And yes, I've bashed my head against about 1,000 walls along the way. There has been blood. This book shares what I've learned so that you can bash your head against fewer walls. Are you ready to NFA? Let's rock.